last year, I basically lost everything. I barely had where to live. Like, that's how bad it was. Literally, like, pushing every single day, pushing. So what we do now, and based on the past experience, this is not working. It doesn't feel good. So what I do now? So every step, deliver the next one.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, this is Z Holly, guest hosting for Esprit Devora, and I'm so excited to have Hidari Oshri on the show today. She's a really inspiring entrepreneur who's bringing together fashion and e-commerce and tech and manufacturing to create this really cool platform, aspiring to build confidence in women, and we'll hear all about it. So welcome to Women in Tech.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Why don't you introduce yourself and your company just briefly so we hear a little bit about what it is that you're doing.
Okay. Hi, my name is Hidari Oshri and I own Zahar. Zahar is an online fashion marketplace with a big focus on a plus-size community. And from the other side, we're developing super cool app that actually going to deliver fashion for all the women that don't have time to shop. And we're creating a final inventory solution.
Cool. So you're talking, you really have a broad range there. So you have folks like me who hate to shop maybe and don't like to shop. So you're dealing with that audience. And then you also have the plus size community, yes, which it sounds like I would guess that they don't get as much love.
Yes, it's growing. It's changing.
Yeah. What inspired you to go down this path? I mean, tell me a little bit about the model, about your business model and how you work.
Okay, so Zahar, the marketplace. So basically, whatever we do is we take real women, real stories, and we just push those stories and give it lives. Meaning, we take influencers with very inspiring stories. We build around them a fashion line, and those fashion line literally selling out. But what is beautiful with that, before it's selling out, those girls are true inspirations. Mm-hmm. We have girls with really cool stories, like a girl that had to run away from her mom. Her mom actually hold her as in hostage, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then she, in order for it to get her freedom, she had to go to the army. She had to go and commit for the army for about 10 years.
Wow.
Yes, this is a real story.
Where was this?
It's in Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a real story. It's real stuff.
That's what's so fascinating about what you're doing is so often these brands are trying to create this false, authentic story around things, you know, that they already developed. But you're actually taking real stories, real influencers, and then building the brand and the line around them.
Absolutely. They deserve it. This is so inspiring. How many girls out there in that area has the same story that that girl has, and they simply don't know what to do?
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's so challenging to actually build these for someone who doesn't know how to get started. We do. I run Make It in LA, a local nonprofit in LA. And so many folks say, I don't know exactly how to get started or how to find out where to get these things made or how do I scale this line that I have. I have this dream, but I don't actually know how to create a business out of it. And so it sounds like you're really creating that business around and the support infrastructure around
right.
people who have these dreams
right.
to create these brands.
Yes, that's my mission, because someone was there for me to help me to build my dream. So now it's very simple. I'm taking whatever I've learned and simply giving this back to all those girls. And Zahar is, you know, our mission, our goal, Zahar is not a nonprofit organization. It is an organization to make shitload of money. But I always like to say, as more money we make, more girls we can help, right?
Nothing wrong with making money.
You know, so this is the way I see it, you know. So more girls, you know, more money we make, more girls we can help, we can reach out for more levels and go deeper to the problems.
What is your role with Zahar? You're the founder, right?
Yes. I'm the founder and CEO.
And how many people do you have on your team?
12.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And how long have you been around?
We launched a company in February 2017.
Wow. So just like a little more than 6 months or so. Yes. You've really grown. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How are you capitalized?
Oh, so I have an angel investor that invests about $1.5 million in the company.
Amazing. That's a lot of money for an angel.
I know.
That's great.
I know.
How did you become interested in tech in the first place?
Because you got to put something in it. You know, fashion industry is very, there's tons of stores closing down everywhere. Right?
Yes, it is a really crazy time in retail. Huh?
Yeah, it's not a good time for the whole retail industry. Like stores like big name, BCBG, BB, Nasty Gal went out of business last year. You know, Michael Kors closing stores is just not good. It's not good. And in order for that to be very cool, there in every industry, there is something cool going on. You know, there is like Uber and there is Snapchat and Instagram. And, you know, even the celebrities, not celebrities anymore. It's influencers, you know. So what's going on with the fashion world, right? So it's got to be something innovating in that. Got to be something in order for that to be really be empire and something really big that's going to dive and set the goal for the future. Got to be technology in it.
So did you start with a technology background?
No, absolutely no.
So how did you get into it?
I push myself.
Amazing. So, are you surrounding yourself by people? Did you learn how to code yourself? You're a CEO, so you probably don't do the coding. Do you surround yourself with those folks? Like,
yes.
How do you do it?
Yes, I surround myself with people that know how to do it, and I simply learn. I learned how to do those stuff. I learned. I hired people to teach me how to do stuff. The key is if you start seeing something is wrong, you're going the wrong path, it's right away to cut it and move to another path. So, you know, I'm like diving like for the past 10 years, right? So I already recognized what's wrong right away. So for me, I just type in and like the first second I recognize, oh, this is bad. Don't do it, Hadari. So right away I move to the next thing.
So what's something that you learned for someone who's maybe thinking about getting into tech? What were some of the mistakes that you made so they don't make the same mistakes?
Oh, don't say you don't know.
Don't say you don't. What do you say?
Let me look into that.
That's a really good sentence. I have to say, I've been on the investor side, and whenever an entrepreneur tries to BS it, I mean, I don't know, doesn't sound so good either. But also when they try to BS or to defend what they're doing, it doesn't work either. I really do like the answer. Let me look in. That's a great question.
Yes.
Just stroke their ego, huh?
Yeah, let me look into that. Let me see what I can do.
Awesome. So what's your calling? What's your passion?
My passion is simply helping other women. I'm really passionate about it. Like when I have all those girls, like this weekend I had all those girls in house, and when I see them, what Zahar is doing for them, when a girl getting her whole, like when she launched her line and she see how good she's doing and how well she's growing, and or from versus a girl just typing in, like walking in and trying to, and I see how much she wanted. And like, I hear the personal stories and stuff. And I say, this is like what pushing me. Okay, Dari, like keep going. Those girls need you. Those girls need you. You know, it's like, keep going, keep going, keep going, you know?
And when did you realize that? When did that kind of click for you?
When I actually had an interview with one of the girls. So she told me about the personal story that she had, and she had a family with kids, and she actually was living in a car, right? And the next thing I told her, you know what, don't worry about it. I used to live in this warehouse for 9 months. Yeah, right? So I kind of related to that. I was like, it's like, you actually have the same experience those girls has, but you overcome that so you can teach them and you can help them to go to the next stage, right? And this is your goal and this is your mission. And when I heard the story on this girl and that I was actually related, and when I told her what I told her, she started crying. She's like, wow, really, Adari? I was like, yeah, like, don't worry, you got this, you know, you got this, and I'm behind you, and whatever it is, you can always contact me or whatever it is, right? You know, when I see that, it's just like, it's just motivating me more to do more, better, 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 and push more and push everyone more. This is why I'm very strict with everyone, because it's not just me, it's the whole thing on my back, you know? So
that's really inspiring. What was the biggest challenge you had to overcome in pursuing this calling that you have?
Oh, there's so many challenges. It's like, I can't even, there's so many challenges. So if we look on the last segment, which is this company, Zahar, last year, I basically lost everything. Yeah, lost everything. I barely had where to live. Like, that's how bad it was, right? So for me to push out from that, right? And literally like pushing every single day, pushing. I literally remember myself like, you know, like to be in a point to actually push, right? And actually make decisions that, you know, like, okay, so what we do now? And based on the past experience, this is not working. It doesn't feel good. So what I do now? So every step, deliver the next one, you know? So to be in a point of losing everything and not know what's going to be tomorrow, that's like a big obstacle, but it also pushed me to really push more.
It sounds like the biggest lesson that you learned from it is just the fact that you can get back up.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Yeah. And also like the lesson that I've learned is so strong. It's so, so strong. So it's just there for experience. And now it's just another story. Just very interesting story, you know.
It's so funny in retrospect. It's like, oh yeah, those days, you know, you can tell the story. It doesn't seem as bad maybe in retrospect. But it sounds like you didn't even have a place to live.
I did. Yeah, this was bad. Yeah, it was
bad. How did
bad.
You get back?
Oh my God. So I had a plan laying out for me. So I had really good reconnections with Overstock.com. So we had a plan. They told me, okay, Dari, you're going to upload all those products up and we're going to put marketing on you. And this is how you're going to bring the company back up. So that's what I did. I literally, and I had vendors that see me running in the streets like all the time. So
wait, when you say vendors, you mean manufacturers, factories.
Yes, where my manufacturers.
So they saw you hustling and yes, they knew that you could
exactly
succeed.
They saw that my relationship with my manufacturers are so good because they see me. They saw me through my divorce. They saw me through working in a clothing store. They even saw me building last year company. And they see me now in the success. They see me through all this stuff. And those are the same people. You know, those are the same people. It's like the same thing. So back then, you know, those are the people that helped me to get back up. Because when I told them, hey, can I get sample to shoot? And when I make sales, I'll buy it from you. And they say right away, yes.
Amazing.
You know, because they trust me. They see me around. They know Hadari is not going anywhere. And Hadari is like, her word is stone. Like, she's never just going to say stuff.
You know, it does really speak to the importance of integrity. And there's a lot of folks that play that short game, you know, short-term game. But it's really you're in it for the long haul and people can see it. That makes a huge difference.
Yes, yes. And they always, and now when everything is just booming, they just come and more and more and more. And they call me with, you know, I'm the first person that's going to call if they have something with a good deal. Or I even had one of the vendors that she just retired and she transferred me for another vendor. You know, she was making sure to have an introduction to make sure it's the same payment terms, make sure everything is the same thing. Like literally made sure like I have with somebody else to work with.
It really does come down to relationships, doesn't it?
Yes, it's everything.
So have you had a particular mentor that has really worked you through a lot of these issues?
Yes. So I have two kind of mentors always. So I have my personal mentor, which is really, really important, especially when I come from a place, Israel is great, but the state of mind that needs to be breaked is just, it's a lot to overcome.
Tell me a little more about that state of mind.
So obstacle in your head. You know, it's not reality. It's going on in your head. And I don't know if you believe in the law of attraction, but whatever you think is just going to show up. Mm. You know,
So in your culture, it's there's a lot more negative thinking?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And there is religion too. So to break this, that if you're not going to keep Shabbat, you're just not going to make money, you know, and you grow into that.
Wow.
And to break this, and this is my personal family is not really religious, but this is the system that you grow up. It's in your schools, in, you know, your kindergarten, like it's just you grow into that system. Right. So to break this. Right. And where is the as being a female, a woman in business, running a company? It's not common, especially not in Israel, to literally come from nowhere. And my parents is not entrepreneurs. How do I do it? How do I grow myself? And I'm an ADD. I barely
Are we all?
I barely can write a sentence without misspelling. You know, it's like.
So did you start your businesses in Israel or did?
No, I started this over here. I started
in LA.
Yeah, in LA. Yeah, I started over
here. And
is
your family here in LA too?
No, no.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So what is that? How has LA influenced your career and your success?
So it just blew up my mind. It blew up my mind and I just recognized in a really young age that there is a lot of girls that are in my age that just do what they want and I don't even understand what I want because no one even talked with me what I really want.
Interesting.
It's like, it's just different way of thinking. You go to school, you find good job, but if you want to do something else. I got really lucky. My parents sent me to US when I was 14 years old. I used to be a singer. So I came over to sing in some places, right? So it's blew my mind. You know, I sold those big houses and, you know, and I was staying in this family, like a girl in my age, but she's flying all over the world where she's getting this money from, you know? So it's automatically like thinking about 14 years old, it come from a small place, how it's blew my mind, right?
Well, it's interesting because obviously, most Americans don't have that kind of opportunity. However, there is the opportunity to think positively and at least see the potential for that. So seeing that really gave you at least the courage maybe to dream.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's what happened. I just knew there's something else better for me and I got to go after that. And that's it.
What's the best lesson that you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dream?
Under promise and over deliver.
Yes. That is a good one.
Yeah,
definitely. So what's next? What are you excited about? I mean, you only just launched this year and you're kicking butt.
Yeah.
But what do you see for the future in the next year?
Yeah,
and beyond?
We're going to make shit lot of money. we're probably going to have work with all those girls around. And going to change girls' lives all around the world, right? And
creating an empire. Yeah. How do people learn more? How can they, whether you are an influencer or a potential designer, or if you want to actually shop from your site?
So simply go in zehar.com.
How do you spell that?
Zehar. Zehar. It's really cool. Everything is right there. There is Zehar University right there. It's like you just go there and you can... learn about these girls and you can sign up for the programs. We like to call it body positive mentors. So you can sign up for that. You can sign up for Zehar Fashion Fairies. Sign up for the hub.
Okay, that's coming. Right?
Yeah, that's coming. Me. Yeah, that's coming. We're working on it. I'm really excited. We just built the whole tech department in the company. It's really cool.
Cool. I'm really excited to hear about your success so far and the impact that you're having and just the model that you have in helping influencers and designers with dreams to create something, to actually make it and to actually get it out there. So thank you so much for joining Women in Tech. This has really been a great conversation.
Thank you so much.
If you love this conversation and want to hear more stories from inspiring founders, you might also want to check out my podcast, The Art of Manufacturing. We talk about a lot of entrepreneurs behind the scenes that are making stuff. Check it out at Art of Manufacturing, artofmfg.com, or search for The Art of Manufacturing on your favorite podcast player. And it's been really great to have you. This is Z Holly in for Esprit Devora. Thanks so much for listening to Women in Tech.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community.
to support women in tech. If you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.